We'll go ahead and get started. Good afternoon. This is the Historic Landmarks Commission for April 9th, 2018. I'd like to begin by introducing first the Bureau of Development Services staff.
Hillary Adam.
Tim Herron.
The members of the commission here today are
Ernestina Fuenmayor,
Maya Foti,
Annie Mahoney,
Kirk Ranzetta,
Kristen Miner,
Matthew Roman,
Wendy Chung.
Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction or remodeling of projects within designated design zones. We are not paid but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. So the first item on the agenda today is item of interest, and what I'd like to do is defer that until later. We have we have a couple of things that we'd like to cover real fast, but some of the lengthier items we will delay until after.
Yes. Okay. So we do have the letter on the unreinforced masonry report, and I would like to bump that to later because it might involve more discussion, but a couple other things. I was requested to find a member of this commission to sit on the DRAC, the development. I always forget this, what it stands for. It'll come to me. And I think last time Matthew indicated that he was interested, if nobody else wanted to, and then maybe it could open up. What we want to find out is if it has to be a member of this commission or if it could possibly be a member of any of our commissions. But there's one meeting coming up April 16th. And so I was wondering, Matthew, if you'd be willing to go to that one.
What is that? You know what day of the week that is?
Let me find out. Yeah, it's on Monday.
Hillary, what exactly do they do again, the DRAC? This was to discuss policy, if I recall correctly, from
correct.
Our last hearing.
Yeah.
It was to discuss policy about what, though?
things such as, it's mostly stuff related to Title 24.
Okay, so the building code stuff.
They did review when we had the... when we had the deconstruction ordinance, they looked at that too.
Stuff. And the environmental stuff, right? Like the has asbestos and lead-based paint stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just felt like if they're discussing policy and we have an opportunity to be at that meeting, I mean, it's our chance to influence policy. So it's not something I'm super excited about, but I am willing to go and there are cases where, you know, building materials may come into question, you know, some of the, I don't know, I'll find out and see where I mean, if someone feels they're more, you know, interested or have a better skill set to deal with it, I'm happy to let them go too. So
If you do it, I'm happy to I did testify previously or lobbied, or I wouldn't call lobby, advocated for better controls around airborne
during demolition. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
So I had worked a little bit with Nancy
Thornton
on Title 24 issues relating to asbestos and lead-based paint with historic or demolitions specifically. And I know things have changed with respect to that, but if I can... I don't know. Maybe I can share with you what was discussed previously, just so that you have some background.
Well, why don't I go Monday, get a little lay of the landscape, and then come back, and we can talk about it some more at our next meeting. And if it looks like it's worthwhile, I can do that Monday. So.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. And I think it's always good to have one member kind of be dedicated. But if that person can't attend, we have a backup in mind. So.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
I will
email me the info.
Yes, I will. Yeah. Thank you. I also want to officially welcome Ernestina Fuenmayor to the commission. It's her first hearing, and we have her for 4 years. So welcome and thank you for your service. Yep. And then one final thing before we get started with the PBOT briefing is I've been trying to lock you guys down for a retreat date, and I have not been able to do that. Luckily, there's nothing on the agenda for May 14th, and so I would like to pinpoint that day as our retreat date.
Great idea. I'm in.
Okay.
I'll double check, but I'm pretty sure I'm open.
It is a regularly scheduled commission hearing, so yeah. Currently, we have everybody down as a yes. So if you can't make it, then let me know as soon as possible, just because we really want to have everybody there for a retreat. But if we can't get that date, then I don't know what we're going to do.
Okay.
Send out another doodle poll, and hopefully you guys would respond to that.
I apologize for not responding.
That's okay.
If I didn't respond, I apologize too.
Okay. I don't remember who responded or not right now, but anyway, May 14th is what we're going to schedule. If you can't make it, let me know as soon as possible. And then, we do have a special hearing date the week after. So anything that would go on May 14th would go on the 21st.
Okay.
Okay. And that's it for now.
Okay. All right. So I think having said that, then we'll defer.